There's just one more potential rate hike to go until Christmas. The Reserve Bank is widely expected to lift interest rates by a quarter percentage point when it meets tomorrow, which would take the cash rate to 3.1%. But some analysts are now suggesting we could be at the end of the RBA's interest rate rising cycle after inflation came in below expectations. Tim Skelton joins me in the studio for more. Tim, lovely to speak to you. Last week's inflation number came in below expectations. Does that suggest inflation has peaked?
Hi, PK. That's right. So the inflation figure came in at 6.9%, which was slightly lower than the 7.3% recorded in September. And it was lower than the result that economists were expecting, quite a bit lower, I think it's fair to say. But one of the main drivers of this was a big slowdown in the rising cost of fruit and vegetables. Now, the increase in those prices have dropped from about 17% to just over 9%. I don't know if you've tried to buy a capsicum lately, but they're down by about a third. So it's really, you know, it's been quite a stark sort of change. Now, the problem with this is that it's not going to last. So the most recent and very extensive flooding in eastern Australia will push food prices up again. Now, the data also didn't include any update in utility tariffs. So that information will come out in the December figures, which will be released in late January. And we're expecting to see a 10% increase in energy costs from, you know, the previous quarter to that quarter. So that's going to kind of to boost the next number quite substantially. Now, I spoke to Westpac chief economist Bill Evans. He's expecting December's inflation figure to be higher, and he says the tight labour market and rising wages will also kind of weigh on that result.
So if you look at some of the other numbers that came out since the last board meeting, we've seen wages growth surprised to the upside, particularly on the private sector. Now, the fastest numbers, fastest annual growth we've seen there since 2010. We've seen a fall in the unemployment rate to 3.4%, and evidence that the weakness in the labour market for the previous 3 months was very much related to absenteeism due to sickness rather than a collapse in the demand for labour. So it's been more a supply shock. So wages growth are going to continue ploughing ahead, and the labour market remains at nearly 50-year lows in terms of the unemployment rate. I think they're the things that they can't take their eye off at this stage. So bear in mind that it's going to be 2 months before the next board meeting in February. I would be very surprised if they didn't decide to do another 25.
So, Tim, how much evidence is there that people are actually reducing their spending?
Well, PK, retail spending was up in August and September. In October, our turnover fell 0.2%, according to the ABS. Now, this was the first decline in 9 surveys. So, it does suggest people are pulling back. We're seeing people spending less in cafes and restaurants, less on personal goods, less in department stores. But Bill Evans says it's still not clear how much of that spending was being held back for the massive Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. So, there were expectations Australians could spend up to $6 billion. Here's Bill Evans again.
So I'd like to see a fuller picture of the October-November numbers before we sort of write off the consumer altogether, because even though we've seen the rising rates, there's a number of unusual offsetting factors. The first one, of course, is 50-year low in the unemployment rate. So you referred to our consumer sentiment survey. Certainly, consumer sentiment is at these sort of record at these lowest levels that we've seen since the early 90s, with the exception of 1 month during COVID. But people are still very confident about their job security, and that's very unusual. So that would provide many people with more comfort to spend. And then, of course, the second one is the accumulated savings that we've seen over the course of the COVID period, around $250 billion that's sitting in offset accounts, which is going to help mortgage borrowers to cover the rate increases. And, of course, sitting in other liquid assets, those people that don't have a mortgage. Only a third of the households have got mortgages. The other two-thirds either rent or have got own the house outright. So there's more cash in the system to provide buffers to these higher rates in these early stages of these rate hike cycles.
And that's Westpac's chief economist, Bill Evans, there. So, PK, this really tight labour market, strong job security, meaning that a lot of consumers are pretty resilient. Of course, that is going to change next year when the full force of all of those interest rate hikes really hit. And that is when we're expected to see the economy really start to slow, and we'll also feel the effects of a slowing global economy. So, PK, unfortunately, the worst is still yet to come.
Thank you very much. And that's Tim Skelton. And you're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.
Hello again, podcasters. Just wanted to mention, if you're looking for more stories that help explain economics in a way that us non-economists can understand, I recommend The Money. Give it a try. It's easy to find on the ABC Listen app.